This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
There's a long tradition of darts in Dublin, but in the late 1980s and early 90s, participation in the sport fell away. In recent times, there has been a huge resurgence in the popularity of the sport, and dart boards are starting to reappear in pubs all over Dublin. I went along to the Baldoyle House to meet some of the members of my local team and find out why darts is on the rise.
My name is Mick Ennis. I'm the secretary and captain of the Baldoyle House Dart Team. We've been in existence as a team here for the last 3 years. Had a bit of success, but not great. But we keep trying. We're trying to get the new lads involved in the game. And I hope I can get a few players to come through the ranks.
And how long have you been playing darts for, Mick?
I have been throwing darts for about 40 years. And at a lot of different levels. At the moment we're playing in a very low level, but I have played in the higher leagues and the higher levels and for the better teams over the years. But I just love the game of darts, so I'll keep going on play it.
And how did you get into darts initially?
It was a way of getting a drink when I was 14 years of age. So yeah, I was always tall, so I was able to get a drink, and so I just started playing darts so I could travel from pub to pub and enjoy myself.
How are you doing? My name's Ray, playing for the Baldoyle Darts team, the Baldoyle House. Great bunch of lads. Myself, I wouldn't class myself as an actual pro player, but I'm a good amateur. I'm still only young and very eager to learn, and I can learn more about the sport and push on, and hopefully with a few more years under my belt, I can become a good player.
And how did you get involved in darts? How did you start playing?
Well, from years ago, my father, he was a very good player. He used to play for the top house up in Holt and the Lighthouse, and he used to have a dart board in my mother's room, mother and father's room, and every time he went out, I was never allowed to play when I was a kid, but every time they went down, me and my brother used to take the dart board down, bring it down into the kitchen, we used to put it on a chair, and we used to just throw darts, and ever since then, we've grown bigger and bigger, the chair actually got bigger and bigger, if you know what I mean. And I took it up ever since. It's always something I've been interested in, and it's something just I'd like to do. So it's not like it's not a very activity sport, if you know what I mean. I don't have to go out and run a marathon to play it or anything like that. I can enjoy myself, and I love throwing my darts.
The social side is what attracts a lot of players to the game of darts. And some of the team told me about this aspect of the sport. So you mean, so the social part of it was more as much about the crack with the lads and just enjoying yourself than anything else?
Well, I think most of it is. See, I always maintain, if you're playing a sport and you took it too serious, you're better off not playing it at all. Because the crack goes over then. You know, it's all me, me, me. You want to win, I want to win, you know. And so the crack has gone over. It's only a sport, it's only a game. Win, lose or draw, you're out to enjoy the night, and that's it. Well, my son plays in this team as well, you know. And it's great, it's great, it's great for him to see me playing, and it's great for him to see me playing, and vice versa. You know, it's great that way. And but the lads that plays here, they're the nicest crowd of lads you'll get anywhere. Like, now our match tonight has been cancelled, so we're going to have a little game between ourselves. The camaraderie will still be the same between ourselves as if we were playing a match. You know, we'll be trying to beat one another, but if we don't, what the hell?
And is that, what is it about the sport that drew you to it or keeps you playing after all these years?
It's the social aspect of it. Like the game of darts itself is a skillful game. If you're any good, you will make it in the game at any level. But it's just a social side. I love coming out on a Wednesday night, meeting my own lads here in the pub and going to different pubs throughout the season, 24 other pubs, and you're meeting 30 or 40 new people each week. And it's just a great way of meeting people. And I've never not made a friend every time I've travelled away with the dart team.
So there's great camaraderie, then, you would say, in between the darts teams.
Great camaraderie between the teams, great rivalry, but the rivalry only stays on the dartboard. It never escalates into anything else. Great rivalry, great camaraderie, great crack, and just a great social night on the dart night.
I love the crack. I just love meeting new people. People coming in every day, what a darts team. It's fantastic, you know what I mean? We can, from all over the North County Dublin, and you get to see these lads again, and you actually get to know their names and everything. I think it's fantastic. It's brilliant. Very social sport, yeah. Especially as well because there's people that you'd never actually meet in your life, and all of a sudden they come in, and then you play them once, say away in their pub, and then they come back here, and all of a sudden you know them on a first name basis, and then gathering over seasons. Now this is only my second season, and I still know a lot of people that I wouldn't never have met before, but you're glad to have met them because you know them through the darts, and it's unbelievable. It's just a great sport to play in.
The growing popularity of the sport can be seen in the fact that over 9,000 people attended the O2 for the visit of Premier League darts, and demand was such that twice that many tickets could have been sold. I asked the lads had they noticed a change in the popularity of darts in Dublin. Tell us, what's the darts scene like in Dublin now? Is it grown? Is it one that's fallen away a bit in recent years?
It is making a complete resurgence now in the Dublin area. In the 70s, 80s, when I was starting out in the game, it was a little bit, sorry, I won't say a little bit, it was an awful lot bigger than it was now. And a lot of the pubs went into the 90s. They changed from being the little spit-in-the-floor places into big plastic, no-ho pubs that you see in the city centre. But a lot of pubs now are going back to the dart scene because they see the allure of it. They see the social aspect, and it's not a drinking man's game anymore. Half of my team don't drink, so it's just making a comeback. Eventually we'll get to the stage where it was in the 70s and 80s, you know, at its height.
So you see it coming back into another sort of golden age of darts again?
Yeah, I do. And there's even in the last week I've had three teams who are actually starting up in the league. They've been on to me looking for friendlies during the summer to get themselves prepared for a league next season. So again, that'll be three teams in the league that weren't there last year. Hopefully we can go for another three next year and three or four the year after. It will grow back into as it was in the 80s.
And have you seen a growth in the popularity of darts in the last couple of years? Has it started to grow again?
Yeah, well, in the last couple of years it has, definitely, because, well, like, I'm 32 now and I'm only playing darts 2 years, and before that, this pub never had a dartboard. A lot of pubs around never had a dartboard, and now all of a sudden I think it's something, like, I don't know, it just came up as a boom. I think with all this, the darts on Sky Sports and everything else, I think all the lads are picking it up, and as soon as they come in, want to have a drink, have a few darts, they see there's a dart team going, they sign up for it, and I think they just want to sign up for it and play away, and I think that's what they should do if they think they have the talent. And not even if you have the talent, but even if you just want to go and play, and if you think you're able to play, sign up, play for your local darts team, because it's the best thing to do, and it's a night out at the end of the day as well.
180 everyone tries for the maximum.
I wanted to find out what it took to be a great darts player. I asked the lads on the team, and unsurprisingly, it's a game where practice makes perfect.
Dedication. You need a little bit of skill, but practice makes perfect, as in any sport. Darts is a game that I've seen, especially with my own lads here, and lads I played with over the years, who never threw a dart until they joined the team. And then a year or two down the line, they're winning cups and trophies and, you know, making names for themselves. It is a game where you do need a certain amount of natural ability, but with practice, the game is very, very easy.
And what kind of practice do you put in? Or, like, when you were playing your best, what kind of time were you putting into darts?
Well, when I was playing at my peak, I was playing darts 6 days a week and practicing on the other seventh day. now at the moment I practice one night a week and I throw darts at home, have a dartboard at home. That's basically what I do now. But I'd like to get the lads here practicing as much as possible, maybe two or three nights a week in the pub. There are certain other teams who would practice 7 days a week, depending on the level they're playing in. Like the Premier League, you would need to be practicing to keep yourself in that. We're in one of the minor leagues.
Well, as everybody else says, practice, practice. But you'd want to be, if you want to be really good, you have to put in the time. You know, I say a lot of these dart players, it's really good, doesn't work. They've nothing else to do, only throw darts. You know, and they have a dartboard at home, or they're in the pub, we say, 4 or 5 hours a day throwing darts. But like myself, I don't practice at all. Never did. Even when I was playing as a young fella, when I was playing well, never practiced. Either at home or in the pub. I just went out on the night and played me a match.
So you're a natural talent then, is that it?
Well, I wouldn't say that if you see me throwing. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it was natural. No. No. I'd say if I was practicing, as I said, 4 or 5 hours a day years ago, I could have been fairly good.
And obviously, except for good eyesight, what's it take to be a good dart player?
Well, to be honest, I think a couple of points. It steadies you up, you know what I mean, before, because if you don't, I played a couple of darts games and I went in and I've been playing and I haven't had a point and I've been nervous and my hands been shaking. But a couple of points, steady yourself up, a lot of practice as well, of course you need practice, you know, but practice and just keep practicing your doubles. Make sure you get your doubles all the time. Your double tens, double twenties, everything. Just practice on them, and once you have your doubles, the rest will come to you. Well, there's a lot of players that can score. I've seen players that have been playing, they've been hitting 26, 27, around that, and they're playing against players that have been hitting hundreds, 140s, and everything else. And then when it came down to the double, they were down double 10, double 5, and then when they're on double 5, they're left with 5. And then you have to hit 1, 2, and then a left a 1, and all of a sudden the slow player that's not good at scoring but is good at finishing creeps up, and then all of a sudden he's on a double, boom, straight in, and he finishes it. It's not all about how good you can score, it's about how well you can finish at the end of the day. It's what darts is all about.
Darts is a game that can be played by people of all ages and abilities. And on the Balldoyle team, there is one father and son, and also a grandfather and grandson.
There's not many sports that you and your granddad could play in the same team, so is that a nice part of it?
It is a nice part, yeah. Something me and my granddad can do together is a good thing. So I enjoy playing my granddad. He's like my father, he is.
And does he give you little tips and all? Has his experience helped you improve your dart?
Oh, he has indeed. He's my number one trainer, and I only listen to him, and he's done me very proud.
Yeah, we have a great mixture. Like, I'm 55. There's two others that would be in around the same age as me. One of the lads is over 60. But we have teenagers and lads in their 20s as well that are coming on. They're the ones that I want to nurture, because, like me and the lads older than me, we've seen better days. So I want to make sure that the young lads keep the tradition going down here in Balldoyle, and I'll look after the admin side of it. They look after the darts from next year.
We finished up in Balldoyle with the lads telling us about the friendly side of the game.
Well, you go into, we say, supposed to be rough pubs, you know, very rough pubs, but I've played in around, we say, what they call the rough pubs. And yet, the dart team that you're playing against are the nicest fellas you'd ever meet. Very friendly, very jolly, and like ourselves, they're only out for a bit of crack. And it's great, it's great.
Over the years, as in 40 years, I've had friends on the south side, the city centre, now out on the north side. Every shop, every pub that we go to play in, you'll always leave with a smile on your face. You never leave feeling as if you've been hard done by. You will always leave with a smile on your face, and that's the friendly aspect of it. You're always made feel very welcome in the pubs in certain parts of town, but people will say, oh, I wouldn't go down there, I wouldn't go into that pub. We go in and we're made feel like regulars, as if we've been drinking there for 40 years. And that's the friendly side of things. You know, you never come out without a smile on your face. And it, as you mentioned earlier, it is a universal sport. You don't have to be a working man. You don't have to be a professor of psychology. As long as you can throw a dart, you're welcome on the dartboard.
Mm-hmm.
programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.